Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Summer heat pushes Gillette utilities to record levels. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette's summer heat drove electric use to a new record last week, while daily water production climbed above 10 million gallons. According to County 17, City Administrator Mike Cole told the City Council, the community used 1 megawatt more electricity than the previous record set during the 2022 National High School Finals Rodeo. The city is also producing between 10 and 11 million gallons of water per day. But Cole said both systems are handling the demand well. In other business, the city plans to release a public survey on electric bikes and scooters, with feedback helping shape a new ordinance. Meanwhile, fire officials say Campbell County has already seen as many wildfires this year as it did in all of 2025. New 6,500-gallon water tenders are helping improve rural fire response. Barlow campaign poll shows double-digit lead in governor's race. State Senator Eric Barlow's campaign says a new poll shows him with a sizable lead in Wyoming's Republican race for governor. According to Cowboy State Daily, the campaign release survey puts Barlow at 42%, followed by State Superintendent Megan Degenfelder at 19% and Brent Behan at 14%. 22% of likely Republican primary voters were undecided. The survey included 400 voters and carries a margin of error of nearly 5 percentage points. Degenfelder's campaign questioned the results, noting the poll was commissioned and released by Barlow's campaign. Behan's campaign also urged voters to consider the poll's methodology and who paid for it. Barlow says the numbers reflect growing support from his statewide campaign efforts. In a statement released by his campaign, they say Barlow has gained 10 points since the campaign's previous survey, and his net favorable has climbed from plus 19 to plus 34. This comes even as he has been outspent more than 5-1 by Degenfelder and the outside group supporting her. The survey results release comes in the wake of the Wyoming Republican Party Central Committee breaking tradition Monday night and endorsing Brent Behan in the race. Longtime Politico and former Assistant Interior Secretary Rob Wallace says the attack ads recently released lend credibility to Barlow's favorable poll results. Wallace said, the fact that Eric has been attacked so hard the last 2 to 3 weeks tells me the opposition knows that his poll numbers are valid. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.